Congress reconvened this week following its two-week spring recess. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with an update on the week.
The focus has been in the House primarily on legislation to address the Waters of the U.S. proposed rule from EPA as well as tax issues. On the WOTUS issue, the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee did approve legislation that would prevent EPA from moving forward to finalize its Waters of the U.S. proposal and would require EPA to restart the process and work more closely with all stakeholders, including the states and other affected industries such as agriculture.
In addition to that action,
the House Appropriations Committee considered its funding bill for EPA, which also included a provision that would prevent the agency from moving forward with WOTUS rulemaking. So we expect to see this legislation continue to move forward through the legislative process in the House and be taken up later this year in the Senate, although it's unclear at this time whether or not the president would sign the bill into legislation.
The other activity in the House was on estate tax.
On Thursday, the full House approved a repeal of the estate tax law and also adjusted downward the tax rate for the gift tax provision. Again, this bill is likely to come up in the Senate later this year, but again, it faces an uncertain fate once it gets to the president's desk.
The most significant activity has been on the House side regarding trade issues,
specifically trade promotion authority, and trying to move that legislation, get that process started through the legislative process in the Senate, and then move it to the House later this spring before the work period ends at the end of May.